Farage celebrates Coca-Cola dropping try to be less white training after backlash. By Jack Montgomery on February 24, 2021. Reform UK party leader Nigel Farage has hailed the successful public pressure campaign against Coca-Cola pushing training that urged staff to be less white. Woke capitalism is what it's known as when big companies have somebody right on in the HR department who thinks they need to do this for popularity. The Brexit champion said of the training, which included such illuminating slides as to be less white is to be less oppressive, be less arrogant, be less certain, be less defensive, be less ignorant, be more humble. Listen, believe, break with apathy, break with white solidarity. The fizzy drinks giant has now confirmed it will be excising this absolutely crackpot idea. As Farage put it, from its training, a further climb down from its earlier equivocal statement on the scandal, which said only that the seminar was not a focus of its curriculum. Tehave, now, dropped this dreadful idea of telling people to be less white. And telling people who are white to be utterly ashamed of who they are and what they stand for. And this is a big victory, the former MEP exulted. Saying the episode showed the power of ordinary people following non-mainstream news sources to effect change when they speak out. Mr. Farage was not content to rest on his laurels. However, highlighting the issue of illegal boat crossings by migrants in the English Channel, which he has striven to emphasize in the national conversation, and how more work needs to be done to force action on the crisis. Well, it was all very bullish, on this issue, from Priti Patel and Chris Philp, after Brexit, but none of it ever matches reality. Because, on Tuesday morning, a boat landed on a beach. And 21 migrants got off the boat and ran off into the Kent countryside, he said. Whatever Chris Philp said, so far this year, the numbers that are coming are even bigger than last year, he stressed. So we've won on Coca-Cola, but to stop the massive cost of people coming into Britain illegally, the vast majority of whom would never ever qualify to be refugees, let alone what the security risk is of people who we've got no idea who they are coming into and being allowed to stay in our country. We haven't won this one yet, he said, urging supporters to go on putting pressure for change. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.